sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. Have you ever had a recurring dream? A dream that plays itself over and over again, night after night? Well, in tonight's Crisis, we'll meet young Randy Blanchard, a recent graduate of State University, an honors student, a young man just beginning the hectic pace of a career in the financial world. Randy has a recurring dream, a dream that's so vivid and real that he fears falling asleep. Some might say the dream is the product of the pressures of a new job. Others might say that it's a window to the future, a warning of events to come. Either way, Randy's problem is that he can never recall the dream while he's awake. We'll find out more in just a minute, as Crisis presents Michael David McGuire's chilling tale called The Scent of Lilacs. Late in the evening, Randy Blanchard is asleep in the next room while his roommate, John, watches a late movie on television. When suddenly...
No! No! No!
Hey, Randy, old buddy. Hey, man, you all right? Huh? Oh. You okay? Scare me out of my wits hollering like that.
Sorry. It was that dream again. I'm sorry. I don't really know what's come over me. I'm sure you think you've got some sort of a real ding-dong rooming with you.
That's okay. Hey, don't worry. Was it that same dream again? Well, that's the third time this week.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you remember any of it this time? What happens in it?
I can't remember. But it's so real. It's like it's really happening. There are faces. I can almost touch the faces. It's like they're really there. And there were flowers. I could smell the flowers. And while I was asleep, I could smell them. They were lilacs. And I remember feeling good. Really good.
That doesn't sound so bad.
I guess it doesn't. But something happens. It's the same thing every time.
Look, speaking as your friend and one who managed to get through Psych 101, don't worry about it. You have a new job. You're under a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah.
So the pressure, the hassles, they make you have weird dreams. It's no big deal. Hey, take some time off. Go camping. Get out in the woods. Go to the beach. Just get away from the city for a couple of days. It'll do you a world of good.
I think you're right. I have been getting a little on edge lately. Time for a break.
That's the spirit. Hey, it's getting late. I better get myself in gear and get ready for work.
Yeah, me too. Hey, thanks, John. I'll talk to them down at the office about some time off. I'll see if they can manage without me. Mr. Baxley, sir, do you have an extra minute?
What? Oh, yes, Blanchard. Come on in. Bright new addition to the staff. Well, how do you like the new job by now?
Well, very much, sir.
Oh, that's good. You know, you came to us very highly recommended from the folks at State University. That's what I like to see, bright young men moving up in finance. Reminds me of myself when I was younger.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir.
Now, what is it I can do for you?
Well, sir, I was wondering if it might be possible for me to arrange for a couple of days off. There's a short trip I'd like to take, and I...
No doubt a young lady friend, eh? Well, that's none of my concern. I can remember a young lady friend I had in Chicago. It was 1936. I was just fresh out of school. Those were the days, right, Blanchard?
Yes, sir.
Tell you what. You do good work. You handle a big load. You finish up this morning, and then you can take yourself a long lunch break. Now, this is Wednesday. We'll see you Monday morning.
What a break for Randy. 5 days. 5 incredible days away from telephones, away from teletypes. No profit margins or losses, nothing. Just Randy Blanchard and Mother Nature. He had almost forgotten how quiet things could be.
Oh, I better get that tent set up. Let's see. Dump all this out and see if I can figure it out. Let's see the directions. Okay, bottom seam, flush with ground. Left back ground stake. And over here. Okay, let's see, right front stake. And front left. Insert green pole ends. All right. Put top end in front end tent flap A. Okay, let's see. Repeat step 7 with short pole red for rear of tent. There. One instant home away from home. Not the biggest place, no running water. But I think it'll do. So quiet. So quiet. Life is so... so perfect.
So, young Randy Blanchard has gotten away from it all. He's spent 5 days alone in the woods, away from the beaten path, away from the pressures of his working world. 5 wonderful days of swimming, hiking, fishing, and sleeping. Yes, sleeping peacefully for once, without that recurring dream that only a few days earlier had made him scream out in terror. It's now Sunday, early evening. The sun low in the sky, a cool, sweet smell in the air. Randy has reluctantly packed up his car and headed on his way back to the city with his radio to keep him company.
Oh, John was right about that time off. I feel great. I should go for a shower, though. Let's see, it's 7. 4 hours on the road, that's home by 7, 8, 9. Home by 11. Work tomorrow. That's not too bad. It gets dark out here, really. Kind of a spooky road at night. Darn radio. I never could pick up much on these windy roads anyway. Phew, it's dark. I haven't seen any signposts. There are always signposts back to the city. Boy, that's all you need, kiddo. Be on the wrong road. Boy, it's dark. Gas! Oh, gas! I didn't buy gas! Oh, Brother Blanchard, you got brains, kid. Plenty of brains. Oh, there's that gas can in the back, though. Oh, it's dark. Oh. Here's that gas can. Empty. Damn. Well, Blanchard, you walk till you find some gas. That's a dandy note. What do I do with that flashlight? Here it is. Battery's burned out. Yeah, it looks like you walk in the dark. I sure hate that noise. The sooner I get moving, the sooner I find some gas. It's dark. Why did I always hate the dark? At least it could be a moon or something. I can't see a thing. Oh! Ah! Must have chipped on a check hole. My leg's bleeding. I really knocked it a good one. Hey, there's a light up ahead. It's a little house. Maybe they have a telephone. I wonder what it's doing way out here. There's a path. It looks like it heads up to the house. I sure hope somebody's home. Pardon me, but my car is out of gas. I was wondering if I might be able to use your telephone.
Why, yes, certainly. Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you.
Robbie, who is it?
Oh, it's just the young man to use the phone, dear. The phone is over there by the sofa.
Yes, I know. Thank you. It's not working.
Oh, dear. You know, that's one of the little problems with living way out here. Phone service is terrible sometimes. Oh, but it's never off for long, though. Please, won't you sit down? Oh, my goodness, you cut your leg.
Oh, it's nothing, really. I stumbled on the road in the dark.
Oh, my. Andy! Andy! Come in here. My husband is a doctor. He'll have a look at it.
Oh, that's really not necessary. It's just a little scrape.
This young man has hurt his leg.
It's nothing, really.
Well, now let me have a look at it, son. I'm Dr. Bishop. Oh, and this is my wife, Mrs. Bishop.
I'm Randy Blanchard. Pleased to meet you both.
I'll get some tea.
That's really not necessary.
Oh, let her do it. It's been so long since we've had company out here. It gets kind of lonely sometimes. I think she gets a real bang out of fixing tea for people. Ah, no problem with that leg. It might be a little sore for a couple of days. You're going to have a big black and blue spot. Nothing to worry about.
Thank you.
Just let me put a little of this disinfectant on it.
Ooh.
Stings a little, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's good. It kills the germs.
Here's the tea. And some nice homemade cookies. I hope you like them, Mr. Blanchard. They're shortbreads.
Oh, one of my favorites. Thank you.
Oh, then take more than that, Mr. Blanchard. We certainly aren't short on cookies around here. Would you like one, dear?
Oh, thank you, my love. And what kind of work do you do, Mr. Blanchard?
I work for a brokerage house in the city. We handle stocks, bonds.
Oh, sounds very exciting. And important, too.
Well, I do enjoy my work. Hey, these are really good.
Oh, it was nothing.
Best darn cook in the world, Mr. Blanchard. Hey, tell me, do you get out this way very often?
No, not really. I had a few days away from the office. I thought I'd get out here and catch up on a little fresh air and fishing. It's so beautiful here.
Oh, we think so, too. Now, we've lived here for 20 years. Ever since the old doc took down his shingle.
Oh, come on now, lovey. This doc isn't all that old yet. Right, son?
Well, they say you're only as old as you feel. You know, it's funny. But just now, as we were sitting here, I had a little flash of déjà vu.
A little what?
Déjà vu, lovely. That's French. Am I right, Mr. Blanchard? It means to have already seen.
Yeah, that's right. We used to have long conversations about that particular phenomenon when I was in college. But anyway, I just had a little one. The room, the way you were both sitting. It's strange, but even when I walked through the front door, I knew where the phone was. Just coincidence. It's gone now.
That's very fascinating. Won't you have another shortbread?
Sure. Whose picture is that on the mantle, the boy in the uniform?
That's our son, Mr. Blanchard. His name is Michael. He was killed during the invasion of Normandy. He was a fine boy. I think that he could have been very successful if he had been given the chance.
I'm terribly sorry.
He was a son to be proud of.
Life can be so cruel at times, Mr. Blanchard. You know, you look a little like Michael. Yes, I noticed it in your smile at the door. It's a pleasure to have you in our home.
Hey, how about the phone? Would you like to try it again?
Yes, I guess I'd better. Still dead.
Oh, my, it is getting late. I'm sure the phone will be working by morning, and you could get gas then. Why don't you spend the night here?
Oh, thank you, but I really couldn't. I should be heading...
Nonsense now, no excuses. You can stay in Michael's room. It'll be our pleasure to have such a fine guest as you.
Oh, I...
No, not another word. I'll go get the bed made up. Oh, it's so wonderful to have a guest.
You see, sir, no sense arguing with a woman. After 56 years of marriage, I found that out.
Well, thank you. It is getting late. I suppose a good night's sleep won't hurt me. I can get an early start and find some gas and get back into the city in the morning.
Oh, that's the spirit.
Now, finish your tea, Mr. Blanchard. There. Your room is ready. Come right through here.
Oh, I know you'll sleep well. Lovey brews a very special cup of tea. Always helps me to sleep well.
Right through here. It's a nice, comfortable bed. And there are hangers for your clothes. Sleep well, Mr. Blanchard. Oh, my, it certainly is a pleasure to have a young man in Michael's room again. Good night.
Oh. I'm really sleepy.
And my leg. It still hurts. It's nice old people. Just like my grandparents. Hang his pants up and climb into bed.
This feels so good. So good.
I can't keep my eyes open.
What's that nice smell? Flowers. It smells so good. And lilacs. Lilacs. What was there about lilacs?
It's the next day now. Long fingers of sunlight filter down through green treetops and dapple the forest around the tiny cottage of the bishops. While in a bedroom, Randy still blissfully sleeps.
Mr. Blanchard, you awake? I have your breakfast for you.
Huh?
Oh, what a lovely day, Mr. Blanchard. I do hope you slept well. After the tea, I'm sure that you did. Here, let me open this window and bring in some of that good fresh air. There. Now, isn't that nice? Oh, what a joy to have a young man in the house to take care of again.
What time is it?
Oh, now, never you mind. Here's your breakfast, Randy.
What time is it? I have to be back in the city.
Oh, it's afternoon. You were sleeping so...
Where are my clothes? I've got it. My legs.
Well, Mr. Blanchard, good morning. You slept very soundly last night.
Look, you both have been very kind, but I have my job to get back to and I'm late already.
Oh, but you can't leave. We've been so lonely out here.
I have to go.
No, Mr. Blanchard, that is not possible. We lost one son. It would hurt Lovey too much to see you leave. So I insist on your staying.
Oh, what kind of insanity is this? Are you out of your mind? Where are my clothes? I've got to go.
Mr. Blanchard, it is quite impossible. You see, during the night, I took the liberty of
performing a small operation to paralyze your legs. We want you to stay with us, son.
The sun slips across the tops of the towering forest, and the cottage all but disappears again in shadow. And Randy Blanchard begins a new life. After all, hadn't he wanted to get away from the pressures of his job in the city? And now perhaps his sleep will no longer be troubled with the nightmare, since Randy has come to spend his days and his nights in the lilac-scented room of a dead man. The Scent of Lilacs was written by Michael David McGuire and featured the author as Randy with Pat French, John B. Hughes, and Rory Veal. Yours truly, Jim French, produced and directed. Be with us next time, won't you, for another tale of crisis.